Wisconsin's law lets the state confine sex offenders after they've served their sentences if prosecutors can prove the offenders are mentally ill and likely to hurt more victims. But last month, the U.S. Supreme Court told the state of Kansas to refine its sex predator procedure, which was similar. The court said in order to keep a man locked up after he's already been punished for his crime, Kansas must prove the man lacks some amount of control over his actions. But the court didn't say how much lack of control, leaving that up to each state. In any case, Wisconsin Department of Justice spokesperson Randy Romanski doubts things will change much in Wisconsin.
Under this case, our state law is clearly constitutional. It's just a matter of what the state does have to prove in order for someone to be committed.
A case the Wisconsin Supreme Court accepted this week may clarify things. A sex offender is appealing his predator status because his jury didn't consider the issue of whether he had control over his actions. Right now, Wisconsin holds about 200 sex predators. Joseph Eamon of the Wisconsin Public Defender's Office hopes the Kansas case will make it harder for prosecutors to keep sex offenders locked up. Eamon disagrees with the whole law. He compares it to keeping a marijuana user beyond his original sentence so he wouldn't use more drugs.
It would be the same as saying, well, many marijuana users eventually will use cocaine or heroin, so because I think that's going to happen to this guy, let's put him in prison for that too when he hasn't done it yet. You know, the analogy, I think, is a strong one. It's just that the crime is more severe, but also just has a stronger emotional reaction to it.
17 other states have laws like those in Wisconsin and Kansas. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.